Intervju Radija Študent.
Dobar dan, lep pozdrav v terminu za Eriš intervju. Danes z nami, žal bomo ga imeli samo na telefonski zvezi, ker je zaposlen s pripravami na koncert danes večer. Torej govorimo o Orenu Ambarčiju, oziroma Ambarki, od toga bomo tudi vprašali, kako se prav reče. Z njim nastopijo pa tudi njegovi avstralski kolegi, zasedba The Next, tudi zelo zanimiva zasedba, tako da se obeta tak zelo zanimiv večer avstralske, rečemo tema avantgardne muzike. Zdaj pa z nami že menda Oren na telefonski liniji. Hello Oren, can you hear me?
Yes, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
Good, thank you.
You stayed here in Ljubljana since yesterday, I think?
I arrived yesterday afternoon, yeah, that's right.
Did you manage to see the city or something?
Only a little bit, unfortunately, yeah. I ate a lot, though.
Oh, something nice?
Yeah, been good.
Is this your first time in Slovenia? I know it's your first time performing, but did you stay maybe before that?
Never, no. I've driven through Slovenia before on the way. Where was I going? To Zagreb. But first time.
You're currently busy with doing gigs. You're performing a lot these days. I think you just finished some UK dates. Is that so?
That's right. I was working with a Swedish group called Fire, featuring Mats Gustafsson, and we did about a week in the UK and a show in France. And since then, I've done a few solo shows in France as well.
So we were playing with them, together as a band?
Yeah, it was a collaboration.
So is this maybe a turning point where you will go back to more free jazz kind of music?
Well, I don't know, like, I used to do that when I was young, playing drums, actually,
right.
When I was really young. And I've always loved it, but I haven't played it for a long time, so it was quite interesting for me to do that again. But I was doing it on the guitar, so... Yeah,
But it does bring back memories.
Yeah, I love a lot of different things, and in fact, my next record that I'm releasing on Touch, which I've just finished, has some jazz elements in there. There's some drumming, which is very very much influenced by the stuff that I was listening to when I was a teenager, and so so many different things interest me, and that's definitely one of them.
Sounds interesting. About your influences when you were growing up, can you maybe point out a certain artist?
Well, I was really, when I was about 6 or 7, I was really into Hendrix and a lot of different rock stuff, and I was a drummer, so I was imitating his drummer, Mitch Mitchell, and then I found out that Mitch Mitchell used to like Elvin Jones, and Hendrix used to listen to Ornette Coleman, and John Coltrane, and Miles Davis, so I really, really heavily got into John Coltrane when I was 11 or 12, and that led me into a lot of the Impulse record stuff, and, Albert Ayler and Cecil Taylor and people like that. That was really, really important, and... I was also really into a lot of early ECM records, because I was a drummer, I was really into Jack DeJohnette and people like that, so that's kind of influenced the direction of my new solo record, actually.
Right. Yeah. We were talking about jazz, and you were just talking about it now. When did that turn point come, when you decided you will go outside of this free jazz box and, start doing different stuff?
Well, when I was growing up, I was playing records and playing drums to the records. But at the same time, and a lot of those records were jazz records, but at the same time, I was really interested in electronics, and I had a lot of primitive electronics in my bedroom, reel-to-reel machines and effect pedals and contact microphones and things like that. So I was always interested in doing that stuff, but it was very private. I only did it at home. And then slowly I started introducing those elements into the free jazz drum setup that I had. And the people in that scene really didn't like it very much. They were very purist and things had to be acoustic and right. you really had to know how to play your instrument and all that kind of thing. And that became really quite restrictive for me and very boring after a while.
Mm-hmm.
And around the same time, I rediscovered rock music via punk and hardcore and metal and things like that, and noise music. And in the late 80s, early 90s, I discovered, you know, Mertzbau and Hana Tarash and a lot of Incapacitance and a lot of Japanese noise bands. So
mm-hmm.
around that time, that's when I really switched what I was doing and decided to play the guitar after seeing Keiji Hino perform in New York in 1991. So things really changed for me around that time. That was a very important time.
Mm-hmm. And it seems that things in Australia in general changed as well. You say that first you weren't accepted all that well, but nowadays I know that, or maybe a couple of years ago, you were a teacher at university about improvised music.
Yeah, it's kind of funny.
Mm-hmm. So Australia is opening up towards this kind of music. I mean,
obviously,
there's quite a strong scene. Yeah.
It's definitely a strong scene, it's definitely opening up, but at the time when I was young, I'm sure that stuff was going on, but I was just in a different scene. I was in the jazz scene, and it was very cut off from the electronics and noise and experimental music scene. A lot of people like John Murphy, who worked with White House in the 80s, and SBK, and a lot of stuff was happening in Australia,
mm-hmm.
but I wasn't aware of it because I was really involved in the jazz scene. So.
Right.
But and maybe now people are more aware and more accepting, and there's a lot of festivals and things going on.
Mm-hmm. You're performing with The Necks, your fellow countrymen, tonight.
That's right.
And where in those boxes did they fit back in the day?
It's funny because, yeah, back in the day I used to see Tony the drummer play in many, many different contexts, and he mm-hmm. was really just a little bit older than me and very important because he worked with people like Otomo Yoshihide and in the early 90s. So, and I was already quite interested in the Japanese scene. So he was one of the first people to work in the jazz scene, work in the rock scene, work in the improvised scene, work in the punk scene. And that was really inspiring to me. There weren't a lot of people doing that in those days. Where mm-hmm. The Necks fit in, I don't know. There's jazz elements, there's minimalist elements, there's, you know, it's very hypnotic, very repetitive. It's mm-hmm. it's actually stuff that, you know, I kind of do a similar thing in a way, but maybe it's a bit different or sort of related, maybe.
Right. I know that you invited, you were already talking about Tony Buck and his drumming, but also Chris Abrahamson, when you were doing the festival, What is Music?
Yes.
So you knew them, you know them for quite a while now.
I've known them for, over 20 years, definitely. Mm-hmm. And I've worked with Tony. We toured in Europe last year in a project with, I think, 5 different people from different countries. We were the only Australians.
Mm-hmm.
And I've worked with Chris as well. So, we're old colleagues. Mm-hmm. They're just a little bit older than me, but, they're really important musicians, and they were very pioneering in what they did
mm-hmm.
in Australia.
Were they recognized as pioneering when they were starting, you know, or when you first met?
I think so. It took a while. But now, when The Necks play in Australia, there's a lot of people that go to their concerts. They're very recognized there, which is really nice.
Mm-hmm. You were already talking about a bit about the scene in Australia. You know, is maybe the festival What is Music, was that a sort of an event that helped for the scene to grow?
I think so. I think it was started because we didn't have an opportunity to play live, and there were a lot of older composers and artists that we felt were really struggling and not very recognized, and you know they weren't exposed enough. So it was a way of for us to put on things that we wanted to hear and things that we liked and things that we thought were challenging. And in the beginning it was quite difficult, but very slowly it just became a really, really big festival. Originally it was just in one city, and after 4 or 5 years it was three cities, and then it became quite international. And I'm really proud, you know, we were the first people to bring a lot of really important experimental artists from all over the world to Australia. And now, you know, there's so many festivals and so much activity, and that was one thing that sort of happened in the early days, I guess.
And when you say many festivals interested in this more extreme music, or
definitely, and you know, there's weekly events, like in Melbourne there's at least 2 or 3 weekly experimental events that happen on a regular basis, so it's very, very healthy. There's a lot of stuff going on.
Well, we've taken enough of your time. I think you have still to get some things ready for the gig tonight. Perhaps just one last question. Can you tell us something about the Necks that perhaps most people don't know? Some little secret.
Ooh. A little secret about the Necks.
Maybe you will think of it after the gig.
Yeah. Maybe it has something to do with the title of their first record. I'm not sure. I'd have to think about it.
Right. So maybe just one last question. Can you tell us about your gig tonight? What is it going to be like?
I have no idea what it's going to be like. I hope it's going to be good. That's all I can hope.
You just have a starting point, and then you build from there on.
Exactly. Yeah. Uh-huh. But so far the tour has been really good, and it's been, I always go through this dilemma when I play solo where I think, I question, you know, what I'm doing and if it's worthwhile, if I should keep doing it, and this tour has been nice for me in a sense that it's like a hurdle, you've got to jump over the hurdle every time and hopefully continue to progress with what you're doing.
And are you questioning yourself only when you play solo, or when you play with other people as well? Because
actually both. Sometimes I think too much about stuff. I should just do it and not really think so much. But anyway, that's me.
Okay, sounds excellent. So thank you for taking the time to talk to us, and it was
pleasure.
Nice having you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye bye.
All right, bye bye.
To je bil torej intervju z Zoranom Ambarčijem. Danes večer ga lahko skupaj z zasedbo, torej njegovimi avstralskimi kolegi, zasedbo The Necks, vidite v kinu Šiška. Začne se pa tako kot običajno ob 21:30. Intervju z Zoranom sem pripravil Goran. Lep pozdrav.
Intervju Radija Študent.